Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and we're not looking at all aspects of Aussie basketball today like we always do. We're focusing, dedicating a full podcast to college basketball because it's back this weekend. As always, there are plenty of Aussies around in both the men's and women's divisions. And joining me on the line, as always, I wouldn't get anyone else if I wanted to chat about college basketball. That's Damian Arsenis from the pickandroll.com.au. Damo, how are you?
Oh, very excited, mate. College basketball is back. And this week we released our top 10 Australian men in preseason rankings, but also the women. And the pleasing thing about that is one of those guys in particular is being slated as a potential national player of the year.
So we're not going to waste time. We're going to jump right into it then. Jock Landale, Damo, St. Mary's, he's a big man. Tell us about him. There's plenty of hype around him, like you just mentioned. Why is he so special? Why should the Australian public get so excited about this kid?
He is skilled. And look, the word exciting doesn't necessarily describe his play, but what you get is efficiency and you get effective. And this guy is a traditional pivot. He's got a mid-range jumper, but it's really where he does his best work is when he's got his back to the basket. He's a big man, the 6'11 centre. He's from Melbourne, even better. and look, last season, he had 17 double-doubles. He was arguably one of the top two or three centres in all of the United States last year across college basketball. He had 9.5 rebounds a game, 16.9 points a game. He shot 61% from the field. He was just exactly what the kind of centre St. Mary's need. Now, one of the things he does benefit from at St. Mary's, and again, a traditional proving ground for Aussies in college basketball now, a bit of a pipeline there, yeah, is that he's got lots and lots of guards that can shoot the three ball around him. So with that spacing he gets an opportunity to do his best work with his back to the basket. He doesn't get double teamed or triple teamed. And if he does, St. Mary's make them pay by hitting the three ball. And that's a great setup that they've got. And he's highly skilled. He can go left, he can go right. And as a result, he had an outstanding year last year. And now he's been rated as being one of the top 10 or so players in the US and a candidate for National Player of the Year. Like the Oscar Robertson preseason watch list came out. Now that's an award that goes for the Player of the Year. He's on it. He's on all these lists. And he's the preseason WCC, West Coast Conference Player of the Year already. Yeah. This is how big Jock Landale could be for Australia this year. And if he has that big breakout year, not a breakout year, but if he has a big year, he is going to definitely put himself in contention for the NBA draft.
Okay, so I was just going to touch on that last point. Interesting conversation, Jock Landale, because like you mentioned, he's more so in that mold of your traditional center, if you like to say, back to the basket. You know, not the modern day athlete that can really stretch the floor to all angles. So, I guess if you are, what does that mean? Obviously, you've got a whole season to play out. So who knows? But just based on what we know he's got all these preseason college expectations and all these preseason not awards but recognition at least. Is he a guy that coming out of college, Damer, will be able to fit into the NBA system? Has he got that game that translates? Or is it a bit?
It all depends on the team and the style, in my opinion. Yeah. It depends on the coach and how he wants to run the team. But he doesn't fit the kind of centre the NBA has been going for the last 4 or 5 years. He doesn't fit that mold. However, that's not to say he can't be efficient and effective in the NBA. In fact, maybe the NBA's gone too far down the other track in many regards. But certainly I think he's got a very, very big and promising future ahead, notwithstanding this season. And as I said, he's racked up a whole huge long list of preseason nominees and awards and watch lists. And right now, we're looking at a potential National Player of the Year. And we haven't seen that since, Ben Simmons, which wasn't that long ago. But, Ben Simmons was certainly one of those guys. But, of course, then you've got to go back to the likes of Andrew Bogut since we had someone like that. So, and again, he's probably more like an Andrew Bogut type of player where you're going to get double-doubles from the big man every game.
So he's got plenty of teammates, like you mentioned, and one of them's Emmett Nah. Well, he's talking about someone who can shoot the ball at St. Mary's. He's entering this season. He shot 40% above again last year, 42%. The third straight season, he shot over 42% from the three-point line, Emmett Nah, at St. Mary's. He's coming into his senior year, Damo, and he's another one of your St. Mary's guys that you reckon is just really going to, not break out, but just really just solidify himself again in the college system this year out of the Aussies?
Oh, certainly. And look, he's been the floor general at St Mary's for the last 3 years, heading into his last year. And one of the things he's chasing this year is Matthew Dellavedova's school record for assists. He's chasing that down, so he's got a bit of a target there. Arguably, you know, many people might say he had a down season last year, but to a degree, that's just due to the depth that the Gales have in their backcourt. They've just got so much depth. But he was still able to be the floor general. I think, in many regards, while Jock Landale may be one of the most important pieces at St Mary's, and probably the barometer of the team, if Nah can have a big season and really lead that team, you know, he could be just as important for the Gales and could also end up being on the all-conference side as well, so the all-first team. So he's a floor general. He's not flashy. He's efficient and effective. As you mentioned, a great three-point shooter, despite an ungainly-looking shot. It's not a clean-looking stroke, but it's a very efficient and effective stroke. And, you know, they've just got so many great guards, St Mary's. The fact that Emmett Nair is still the floor general says a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll move on out of St Mary's. Look at some of the other big names in the Aussie basketball college landscape this season. Damo, just a couple of names quickly touch on. Danga Dow, Xavier Cooks, and something big happening down in the Big West as well.
Yes, well, Danga Dow, you're talking NBA-level talent. Yeah. This is one of them. He's a 6'7 wing. He's athletic as anything, plays above the rim, can shoot the three ball. For him, it's about consistency. He's shown he can put up big numbers. He's shown he can deliver on the big stage. You know, he had a 16-point effort in the NCAA tournament against Jacksonville State and Michigan as well. Of course, it finished a bit early, their run, but he entered the 2017 NBA draft and pulled out.
Yep.
So he tested the waters. He's back. Some of the big names, Donovan Mitchell, and of course, hasn't he been playing well in the NBA? He's no longer there. So it's King Adele's team now.
Yep.
So if he can put in that big season, we could definitely be hearing King Adele's name called in the first round of next year's NBA draft.
Absolutely. Xavier Cooks.
Yep. He's a senior forward, Winthrop. Of course, the son of Eric Cooks, who many Australian basketballers will be familiar with in the NBL. He had an outstanding year at Winthrop last year. He has 500 rebounds, 100 blocks. He does a bit of everything. And if you were to compare him with someone, another Australian that's played in the college basketball over the last few years, it's sort of Enke Joyce with a 3-point shot.
Yeah,
is how I'd probably describe him. He's just so efficient and effective. Like Emmett Nair, actually, he played at the World University Games in the off season, so he's had no rest. And he's certainly a preseason contender for Big South Player of the Year.
Absolutely. And speaking of Players of the Year, there's an Aussie last year that kind of broke out in the Big West, Damo, and is a name that Australian basketball fans should get used to hearing.
Oh, Chima Maniki. What a name. Six forward. He's from Canberra. He was outstanding last year. He was Big West Tournament MVP. Led his team to the NCAA tournament. He had 14 double-doubles. So if you're talking Jock Landau, the great season he had 17. Well, Chima Maniki had 14. Certainly playing above his height. Just a consistent all-round player. Very fun to watch as well. And he had 20 points on 8 of 13 shooting with 9 rebounds in a loss to number one ranked Kansas in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
He's a big game player and can do it. Definitely one to watch. And he stands out because he wears the goggles.
Exactly right. You can't miss him. There's no doubt about it. Hey, before we move on to the women's side of things, how about some of the other Aussies? You know, some guys that some names we're used to, some of the freshmen. Who are some of your, I don't want to say sleepers because they're not necessarily under the radar, but some of your guys in your bottom half of your top 10 rankings and some guys that you reckon... some guys you reckon just to keep an eye on, just touch on a couple of them real quick.
Okay, arguably one of the best sophomores we've got in college basketball this season is DJ.
Yeah.
Vasiljevic.
Yeah.
And Miami. He's just an out-and-out, flat-out scorer. He had a very solid rookie year last year. He's coming in. He exploded for 30 points in an exhibition game last week against Newbury. So he's certainly in great form. Again, he played in the World University Games in the off-season and was just outstanding. He had a couple of big 28-point games there. You've got Sam McDaniel. Now, he's another son of a former NBL star, Sam McDaniel. So he's playing at Louisiana Monroe and definitely worth looking out for. he can definitely do it. And to me, another NBA level talent to look out for, or two of them actually, is Jort Reif at LSU. Of course, he entered LSU after Ben Simmons left. He's definitely the best player on that team, and unfortunately, they're a pretty bad side since Simmons left too. Many people would argue they were a bad side when Simmons was there.
I was going to say, they weren't even good in the first place.
No, but he was set to play in the World University Games in the off-season, but injury saw him ruled out. But he's definitely one to look out for and could definitely work his way into the second round of the NBA draft. And then you've got Joe Lual Achiel Jr. at Baylor. Now, he's a seven-foot beanpole block shotter that can hit three-pointers as well. So he is your prototypical NBA centre. So if he can have a big season and demonstrate he's worked and fine-tuned on his offensive arsenal, we could be hearing his name called as well. And the other one that's in my top 10 is an Australian junior representative, and that's Jack McVeigh. He was in the World University Games, performed very well this year. He's at Nebraska, and he's just a little bit inconsistent. One of the best six men in the, Big Ten? In the Big Ten Conference last season, but he's been shooting the lights out as well. If he gets his three-point shooting going, it's going to open up the lanes for him to slash through. And look, they're my top 10, and I think all those guys are going to, you're going to hear plenty about them over the next college basketball season, which gets underway this weekend.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, let's move on to the women, because there's just as much talent down there. Now, obviously, Alicia Froehling, one of the more well-known names, she's out for the year with an ACL injury. Shocking news for her and for her family and for the Australian basketball in general. She's out for this season. So, but we're still not lacking top-end talent. Look at new players like Alana Smith, Christy Wallace, these type of players. There's still plenty of top-end talent going around in the NCAAW at the moment, Damo.
Look, there certainly is. And Alicia Froehling's a big, big out because she's the reigning Australian player of the year. As well for college basketball. So her out it certainly opens it up, but not far behind her would have been Alana Smith. Now, what an outstanding off-season Alana Smith has had. She's just followed on from a sensational NCAA tournament performances where she was just instrumental for Stanford. She was playing for the Opals and was outstanding in their Fever Asia Cup campaign. Wasn't shy in a rookie campaign. She was piling on the points. She's definitely going to be one of the biggest names to look out for this year, along with Christy Wallace. Now, Christy Wallace, she came up with the goods too in the NCAA tournament for Baylor. She's a senior. She's a potential Opal as well. And she's going to be expected to probably do a little bit more scoring this year as well, given senior guards Alexis Jones and Alexis Prince have both left. So she's definitely going to have to lift her up another level to what she did last year. But again, those two are on NCAA tournament teams. They're going to be there. And other ones to look out for in the top 10 that Lockie put out there is Steph Reed at Buffalo.
You speak about someone who's just breaking records everywhere last year. Yeah, Stephanie Reed, Damo.
Yeah, well, she finished in the top 10 nation for assists per game.
Yep.
And assist to turnover ratio as well. So she takes care of the ball as well. It's definitely a point guard to look out for. And, of course, you know, when you're talking point guard, you're thinking Christy Wallace. But don't sleep on Reed at all. Then we've got Courtney Woods from Northern Illinois. She did enough in her freshman season last year, averaging double figures in scoring. And then in her sophomore year, she just lifted it to another level. So definitely one to look out for. And the other one to talk about, look, we talk St. Mary's and Australians. Well, we've got Megan Mackay to look out for as well. She's already an all-WCC honourable mention alongside Carly Turner as well. But she's definitely another one to look out for. And then you've got the likes of Eastern Illinois. We talk about Northern Illinois. Well, we go east to Grace Lennox. She's a senior there, and she's been a starter there all last season and just delivers time and time again. Now, for me, the big smoky that could be one of the best Aussies to really come back, so to speak, is Kunda Nakasoglu for Florida. Now, she was sensational, but set out last season after transferring to the Gators. I reckon she can have a huge season. She sat out, she'll be primed, ready to go. And then you've got the likes of Alex Sharp at Wake Forest, and she's just a sophomore. She was all ACC freshman team last year, so she's definitely another one to look out. And Louise Brown makes a return from injury at Washington State. And then you've got Courtney West at Portland State as well. So
There's plenty of talent.
Lockie's top 10, and there's a huge amount of talent. We haven't even mentioned the likes of Rachel Brewster, Shannon Duffy, Eliza West, and then you've got Geraldine McCorkle, Sam Lubke, Alex Delaney. The list goes on.
And how about the freshman class? You know, Chantal Robat, Chloe Bibby. There's plenty of freshmen.
We talked about them.
Yeah, Chantal plenty of freshmen.
So on Horvat, as an example, UCLA, yep. They just had an exhibition game, and in her first game, Horvat delivers a double-double.
Yeah.
The only player in the game would deliver a double-double, and it's the freshman. And you mentioned Chloe Bibby at Mississippi State. Jesus, those two, to my mind, are going to fight it out for Rookie of the Year or Freshman of the Year. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Anneli Mailey at Oregon as well. It's definitely one to look out for. So, and I've only mentioned three out of a long list of Aussie women freshmen.
Absolutely.
Make their mark in college hoops. And certainly the number of Aussie women freshmen is now outnumbering the number of Aussie men making their way over there. So it's just huge. The floodgates have opened.
Yeah, it's a credit to both genders. And how big the pathway, it's big for the pathways as well that the Australian basketball's creating in both the men's and the women's, that we can get so much talent into these high college systems. Hey, before we wrap up, Dame, I want a one-word answer. Who is winning the women's player of the year, Australian wise? Is it Smith or Wallace, or is it coming Smith or Wallace, or coming from someone else?
Oh, it's coming from Smith or Wallace, and based on what she did last year, I can't see how Alana Smith's not going to win it, particularly without Alicia Froehling there, who's the go-to player at SMU. So I think it's Alana Smith to lose if that's right. And there's certainly nothing stopping Christy Wallace from challenging that. But you know, I think a player like Funda Nakasoglu could be one of those ones to really challenge, particularly now that she's moved to a stronger conference. It just depends on what opportunity she's given on a new team.
Absolutely. Well, Damo, it's back, and there's plenty to chat about in the college basketball world. We'll have it all locked down for you on the pickandroll.com.au and at pickandroll.au and all the social media channels. You won't get better coverage of all the Aussies playing in all parts of the college basketball world throughout the season. Damo, until next time, thanks again for joining us on the Pick and Pop podcast.
Thanks, Luke. It's been fun.